In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Every day we hear the word one way or another. Have a blessed day. I'm blessed to be here. As opposed to where I grew up, where I wasn't so blessed, I guess. Ran into a guy from Iowa this week, and we talked about how people around here say that where we are from, it's called flyover country. I guess we are less blessed. On the college message boards, they say, I'm blessed to receive an offer from Alabama or Penn State or Nebraska. I guess the kid who didn't receive an offer, well, maybe he's somehow not blessed. I got a new car. I'm blessed. I closed on a new house. I'm blessed. I got back from a mission trip. So we are so blessed to be in this country. I have more, so I'm a little bit more blessed. I'm too blessed to be stressed, the bumper sticker says. We throw around the B word a little too much, don't we? How easily that word rolls off my tongue. It's a lie to think that God is looking down on us. And this guy is so faithful, so I'm going to bless him with a new washing machine. Or this gal over here, I want to give her a new car or a new house to this one. Or with lots of good friends. That gives the impression that those around the globe, because they don't have those things, they get by on less than $2 a day, somehow they are less blessed. Yes, we do let the B word fly. Maybe, just maybe, we should make sure that what we think the word blessing means is what Jesus meant by that word. It just so happens the gospel lesson for today, for All Saints Day, Jesus lets the B word fly 9 times. Blessed, 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 over and over. The very first words, some of the very first words of the New Testament, from the very first gospel, are the words blessed. Blessed are the poor in spirit. It's significant because I think Jesus' world was a lot like ours. We can picture Jesus going up that mountain to teach a bunch of people who may have thought, you know, I'm really blessed. Looking out over their family, their well-fed camels, their circle of friends, maybe in view the beach house on the Sea of Galilee, thinking I'm just too blessed to be stressed. Jesus, knowing that, doesn't chide them. He responds, you know, you seem to know a little bit about blessing. You seem to know what this blessing looks like, but you know, you don't have it all figured out. You want to know what blessing looks like? You want to know what my Father in heaven honors? You want to know what blessing in this kingdom that I am forming looks like, do you? Look at that poor boy over there. You probably didn't even see him, did you? You walked right past him. He was so bent over. One of the words for poor actually means crouched over. It's visibly poor. The visibly desperate. The one who is crouched over. The one that you pass right by. The one who doesn't have a hope in this world. The one who gets everything wrong in this world, who can't do anything right. The one whose only hope is in God. That one is blessed. Honor him, honor her. Call that one blessed. The father, mourning the loss of his daughter. The sweet mother, who takes a back seat for her family. The old man who teaches his grandkids of the great forgiveness that is found only in Jesus. Blessed ones. The single mom, the barren woman, the dying man in a hospice bed who is forgotten and no one cares about, but yet clings to Christ. Blessed ones. The Middle Eastern girl who is threatened to say the words, little girl, or we'll cut your head off. She responds, I will not say the words. I love Jesus. I have always loved Jesus. Blessed one. Those who have the camels, the good jobs, the vacation homes at the beach, all the opportunities this life has to offer. Call them whatever you want, but don't call them blessed. All the things that we think of as blessed are not what Jesus calls. He came to turn that all over on its head. He takes what we call blessing and he came to flip it upside down. To change us, to unhook us from all of those things and hooks us to him. The story is told of a little Jewish boy in the library. He comes to his dad with a business magazine. Look, Papa, everyone in this magazine wants to be rich. What does it mean to be rich? Tell me, Papa. The Jewish rabbi said, rich is someone who reads lots of books. So the little boy scurried off, checked out a stack of books, and said, look, I'm going to be rich. Jesus is doing a little of that in our gospel lesson. Blessed, 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 blessed. Jesus says, yes, children, I want you to be blessed, and I will bless you. But this is the thing. What you call blessings could mean something other than what you are used to. I'm going to unhook you from all of that stuff. The meek, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the persecuted, the reviled, the poor in spirit, that's blessing? What could all this mean? What in the world is Jesus talking about? All those things that we count as blessings, Jesus, who emptied himself and became poor in spirit, it took Jesus broken and on the cross, mourning over a broken world. It takes Jesus hungering and thirsting, refusing the sword, reviled, crucified, and died, and buried, so that we could have peace with God. And children of God, so that we can really know what that B word means. God who gives hope to the hopeless. God who honors those who have nothing and get nothing right, who are the most unlovable. God whose greatest joy is to forgive and to forgive and to forgive again. Those he calls the most blessed. Even the most stressed. Fools and failures like you and me, he gives honor and an honored place, and he calls us the blessed ones, holy ones. For all those who we call holy today on this All Saints' Day, who from their labors rest, be forever blessed. Who fought the fight, ran the race, and now rest, and they wait with us, they in glory while we toil on this earth. Our God who wipes away every tear, who fills every hunger and satisfies every thirst, saints past, present, and future, blessed ones, all who are in Christ are blessed. All who are hooked to Christ and are found in Him are the blessed ones, because He is the blessed one. Those who we think are no ones are someones to our Lord. Those who have been given faith and who let go of who they are throw themselves at the mercy of God. They are the blessed ones. Throughout history, who have trusted completely in Christ and followed Him. Maybe we should reserve the B word for them. The camels, the cars, the seaside homes, the opportunities. How about just saying, I'm grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.